And joining us right now with the Jets is Rudy Wolfgram. And, of course, we're not talking about the New York Jets, the football team. Nay, nay, they've already crashed and landed. We're talking about Rudy Wolfgram from the Jets, the great rock band and family band from the 80s. We're going to talk a little bit about what you guys are doing, because it's not just the 80s. You guys are roaring to go. You're going to be part of the Winter Games. Let's talk about some of these things. But let's talk originally about the family. You are okay. Eight brothers and sisters who had emigrated from the nation of Tonga to, yes, what was it, Minneapolis or so that you guys moved to?
Yeah, we moved to Minneapolis. It was really weird, but it's so cold out there, and from a very tropical island out in the South Pacific, so it was very different.
I guess so. Yeah, Minneapolis is not exactly a warm tropical climate. So yeah. you guys have a little bit of cultural shock and when you came?
Well, yeah, I mean, we actually, most of us were raised and born in Salt Lake City, Utah, but that's pretty cold, too.
Yeah.
And my parents came from the islands of Tonga, and, you know, we recently went back. But, yeah, it was such a difference, you know, once we got there to Minnesota, we had no family. It was kind of like starting all over, so.
Yeah, and so what was it that got you guys together as a band? I mean, were you performing together as, you know, in the house all the time, and someone heard it, or what happened?
You know, my dad was a yard worker, and he wanted to do something with our family, and I don't know if you remember the Osmonds. They came out in the 70s with,
sure,
a show.
One bad apple.
Yeah, and he just said, look, I need to feed this family. So what he did was he started a band. He just one day showed up and brought all the instruments. And luckily my brother had a musical ear and taught us all by ear. He took like maybe 2 weeks of piano lessons. And from there he just picked it up very quick and moved to the drums, moved to the guitar, bass. And the way we would learn was we would tape music off of the radio, and then he would just listen to the music, and then he would just teach us all.
Which brother is this that there was?
This is Leroy, the leader of the band.
Yeah. Is he the oldest brother?
Excuse me?
Was he the oldest brother, Rudy?
Yeah, he was the oldest, and he was also the one that was very talented. So we were very lucky that my dad had this impression, and he was correct on it, and he moved on it, and luckily had children that were just as talented as his impressions.
Mm. Did you guys ever think that you would achieve the kind of success that you did? I mean, starting off as just, you know, some young kids playing together?
Well, yeah, it was really interesting because we would watch, like I said, the Osmonds, the Jacksons, and we would always talk about like one day being there. And I remember when we went down to California once, and we went to Universal Studios, and my dad just had this impression that one day we would be back here. And, you know, about 5 years later, we were signed to MCA Records, which was Universal. And it was really interesting. I remember when we signed our deal, they let us go to the park, and I just... You know, my dad said, do you remember that day 5 years ago where you came here? And then all of a sudden we're there at the label.
Wow.
You know, it was just a very, very, very amazing. So,
What do you think when you see things like the Best of the Jets, the 20th Century Masters Millennium Collection just released?
You know, it's amazing because I sometimes have to pinch myself realizing that, boy, we had all these hits and we were at one point really big, and now we have all these... Best of the Jets kind of stuff coming on, and Specials Worthy Now, and it's still, to me, it's just amazing. A family from Tonga immigrated from there, and, you know, parents that just had absolutely no idea that one day that they would touch America like the way we did. So,
did you guys ever get a chance to meet the Jacksons or the Osmonds?
We met the Osmonds. You know, when we first made it, they wanted us over for dinner, and they kind of told us, you know, what it's like to be a family act, and we met Janet Jackson. She was the only one that we met out of the Jacksons. We almost met Michael, and the day we were about to meet him, he canceled his concert in California, so it never happened.
Mm. Looking at the cover of the Jets album, all your sisters were very lovely ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah. What is everybody doing now? You guys, I know that you performed, like you're going to be together at the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, and you're going to be performing there. Are all eight of you still intact?
Well, we're still a family, but everyone has kind of just moved on doing their own thing. We have my two sisters, Liz and Moana, are now living in Hawaii. They have kids now. And everyone's just doing the marriage thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's married, having kids. And that was the one thing, once, you know, this all ended, everyone decided, look, you know, we've done this for all our lives as a family. Now it's time to move on and create our own families. And so, you know, we're very fortunate. My dad had, you know, he had 17 children. So after his 8 older ones decided to move on because, you know, we were getting older, he had all these younger kids. And so those are the new Jets that are actually going to be at the Olympics.
Oh.
And we're producing them, me and my brothers, Leroy and Heine. You know, we're still a family act. And so we're just very fortunate that my dad had all these younger kids that are now teenagers. They're the same age that the Jets were back in the 80s.
Wow. So it's like a whole another generation of Jets.
A whole new generation. It's weird because people see these kids and they go, you guys haven't aged. And then they realize that they're not the original Jets. It's my brother Leroy plus all these new kids.
When they sing the old songs, do they sound pretty much like you guys?
That's the amazing thing. They sound like the older Jets, and plus, they even look like the older Jets. All my sisters look like, you know, the older ones.
Wow.
So.
That is so weird. But during the Winter Games, they're going to be at Washington Square singing on February 13th at 6 o'clock in a free show to the public. They have a new song called Love People?
Yes, Love People was a song that we had written, and they put it on the CD that's going to be the official CD for the Olympics, and we're very excited about that. And, you know, the Olympics just comes out, you know, once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
And we're very excited about, you know, performing there. You know, the original Jets performed at the Olympics back in 88, and we represented Asia back then when it was in Seoul, Korea. And now these kids are going to be, you know, there performing here in Salt Lake City, and they're very excited about it. This is their first time to the Olympics.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm really a big fan of the Jets' slow songs.
Oh, thanks.
I thought, you know, you got it all, and some of the other songs that you guys did that were slow, Make It Real. Really nice music. And it's interesting when I'm listening to radio and they have slow sets, you hear that Jets music a lot.
Thanks.
It still sounds like it's new. It's held up real well.
Yeah, we were very lucky that we had a manager at the time who really felt that, look, at our slow music is the one that's going to be timeless. And he was correct. You know, Make It Real, You Got It All. I mean, it's interesting. I'll be on the road, you know, and turn on the radio, and all of a sudden Make It Real comes on.
Yeah.
And it could be anywhere in this country, you know. And, you know, Make It Real was our biggest hit, You Got It All also. But Make It Real, we did in Spanish.
Hmm.
Sometimes here in California, I turn on the Spanish station, I hear Make It Real in Spanish. And so we were very fortunate that we still have hits. People still recognize the Jets. It takes them a while when they say, oh, the Jets, oh, yeah, I remember that. And they start talking about, oh, yeah, that slow song. That was a song that, you know, when I broke with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
They go on and on. So.
Do you, you know, you I know you're producing what's going on at the Olympics and some of the new stuff that your younger siblings are involved in. Do you get the itch a lot to go out there yourself and perform?
You know what? Not really, because I'm around it. I'm one of the managers. I think my other brothers and sisters that are no longer doing it or around it, they pretty much have the itch. But because I'm one of the managers, I'm there all the time. I'm rehearsing with the kids. I'm teaching the kids with my brother Leroy, kind of showing them the ropes. I'm just glad that I'm still a part of it in a way where I can still be involved without being on that stage.
Yeah.
You know, I really... And it's really nice that, you know, it's my younger brother and sister that are now experiencing everything that we had experienced back in the 80s.
Well, so now that they have the new Jets, though, maybe you guys can all come out of retirement. The girls can come out of Hawaii, and you can have the old Jets.
Yeah, well, that's one of the plans that we have in the near future, to do a tour with the older and the younger Jets. We may be on a tour with Sister Sledge, and the older Jets may be on. It's called a We Are Family Tour. They're putting that together as we speak, and if that happens, then the older Jets will be on that with the younger Jets.
Wow.
And they're That'd probably going to be a television special as well. So.
Yeah. Now, you guys have toured with a lot of bands. Did you guys do tours with, like, Earth, Wind, and Fire and Casey and the Sunshine Band and stuff?
Yes. Last year, actually, the year before it was Earth, Wind & Fire. Last year was Casing the Sunshine Band. It's just amazing that we get together with these guys and they know who we are. And, you know, they were our major fans. We were major fans of them when we were younger.
Yeah.
And we used to play all their music, especially Earth, Wind & Fire. And then that year that we were there, we just couldn't believe it. We were on the same stage. It was amazing.
Yeah, they get nice guys, too. We've had them on the show, the Earth, Wind & Fire guys.
Yeah, they are. They're really good people.
Yeah, we actually had Casey on the show, too, from Casey and the Sunshine Band. Again, another band that had incredible success for a short amount of time.
Yeah, but he had all those hits, you know, all of those big dance tunes, you know.
Yep.
And we used a lot of those dance tunes. Even when we were big, we used to use all of his tunes, you know, as an encore.
Yeah, Get Down Tonight, all that stuff.
Get Down Tonight, Shake Your Body, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's interesting. When this happened for less than 2 years, you guys had a platinum album, a gold album, 5 top 10 hits, and then the last CD that was released, Believe, didn't really become a hit, although I thought it had some really good tunes on it. How was that to deal with, you know, going from up here to having, you know, the songs not be successful? How'd you guys deal with that?
You know, I think our manager had that same formula. You know, apparently, at the time, he wasn't doing very well with the label, MCA, and there was a lot of political things that were going on that, you know, the group kind of was not aware of, but, you know, in time, we recognized that there were some things that were happening there. You know, most of our albums were done in Minnesota. We kind of stayed away from the A&R department in MCA in getting involved, and they really wanted to get involved. When, you know, the first two albums that we did, MCA, the A&R department had nothing to do with those records. Our manager was, you know, felt that we needed to stay away from that and just kind of do our own thing in Minnesota. And it worked for the first two albums, but as time went on, you know, the label wanted to get more involved because he signed a deal with them, you know, directly.
And, right.
But, you know, I think the formula by the late 80s, by 89, when Believe came out, there was a lot of good songs out there, but I think what happened was the label didn't really put their all of their, you know, what they were doing behind it. And, you know, they had the success of a few other bands, and you know, unfortunately, that album fell through the crack.
Well, do you guys have a website for your fans to keep in touch?
Yeah, we have a website. It's thejets.com. They can come to and kind of tell us where we're at. We also have an agent who kind of posts where we're going to be at. And
which one's that?
It's richardlustig.com.
So that's
Richard Lustig Talent.
LustigTalent.com.
Yeah, sorry, LustigTalent.
Okay.
.com. And they can go there to find out where the Jets are going to be.
That's LustigTalent.com.
Yes.
And the other one is thejets.com. I guess, you know, one question that I always ask all the guys who had, like, teen hits, what was it like when you were young and all of a sudden huge? Was it a tough thing for you guys to take? Did you end up, any of the guys in the group end up getting into the partying thing and the drugs and all that, or was everybody pretty much tight because you were all together and you were brothers and sisters?
Well, first of all, it was an amazing thing because, again, it was a dream come true. We just felt it was going to happen, and when it happened, it happened. The second thing was, you know, being there, we were considered kind of like a squeaky clean kind of a family act because we didn't go to the parties. We were on the Fresh Fest with all these rappers. We went on a few other, you know, other tours, and, you know, we just, you know, I think being growing up Mormons, it wasn't that much of a problem. We were very friendly to a lot of the artists, but we just didn't hang out. I think, you know, our parents felt that, look, you have a choice to make, you know. And I think none of us really had a problem with any of those kind of things that are associated with the industry. We were just very lucky that, you know, it was a family act with mom and dad there. And, you know, we toured together with all of our friends and the people that we hung out with. And, you know, but, you know, our goal was not to look, you know, stuck up, but at the same time, we knew that there were a lot of dangers that were out there, and we were just lucky that our family was just so close that it never was a problem for any of us.
I find it amazing that that you guys can be all now doing your family thing and all that, and then your younger siblings take right over. It's an amazing situation. I mean, I look at the Nelsons. We just had the Nelson brothers on, who, of course, their father, Ricky Nelson, was huge, and his father, Ozzie Nelson, was big in music as well. And it's very rare that you have younger siblings that come along that, you know, do the same thing and take the same kind of song, do the same songs, everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Another thing is that they can write their own music. That was one of the things that we never did. We were really a producers group back in the 80s. We had everyone producing the Jets. And we learned from that, and we just kind of challenged these younger kids. Look, you guys can write, and the door's open for artist writing and really taking charge. And luckily, again, they're just as talented. We have songs now that are just all written by the Jets. By these kids, and my brother Leroy has his own little studio, and we do all of our demos, and we just store a lot of songs for the next album.
That's great. Rudy Wolfgram from the Jets, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And again, the album is called The Best of the Jets, 20th Century Masters of the Millennium Collection from MCA and Universal Music. And you can check out the website at thejets.com. And if you'd like to book them or just check on their schedule, you can go to Lustig, L-U-S-T-I-G, talent.com. Thanks so much for coming on. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.